Hi guys, in this video I'm going to show you how I put together a commercial and how I use obviously the footage, but more specifically the sounds to sell the mood of the place. Now the video that I'm doing is actually a commercial for my beach house that I have in Ecuador, and I always go there basically to relax. I mean, I've shot some projects. Ecuador is actually a pretty affordable place to live, but also to you know, shoot films, music videos. And you know, and there's also a lot of really talented people there. But for me, when I go to my beach house, I mainly go there to relax. So while there's a lot of cool things you can do in and around the town and in Ecuador in general, I kind of wanted to sell the mood of the place. And what do I do when I go to my beach house? Well, aside from surfing, mainly I just sit on the beach and do nothing or sit in front of my house, you know, or eat a good meal and take a nap. So I kind of want to sell that idea so that friends of mine or other people who rent out my beach house, when they're asking me kind of what to expect when they're going to go and visit, so I can just show them this video and they'll get a really good idea of kind of the vibe, you know, the mood of the place. Now, today's video is actually sponsored by Storyblacks, and they came in really handy while I was editing this video. So I'm going to talk about them a little bit more later on in the video. Anyways, as you can see, these are the kind of different shots that I got of both my beach house, but also the surrounding areas, obviously the beach itself. But I even got some shots in the town with different people and things like that, just to kind of, again, you know, have enough footage. I know I'm not going to use most of this stuff, but it's always best to have more footage when you're editing, obviously, than less. It just gives you more options. Now, inside my editing software, which happens to be DaVinci Resolve, of course, you guys can use whatever software you prefer. I like to create what I call sort of a very rough cut, where basically all I do is I take out all of my good takes and I kind of lay out all of the footage on the timeline. What that means is that I kind of go through all the takes. And I don't really worry too much about, like, you know, which take am I going to use, because a lot of times I have multiple takes that are basically of the same thing. So if you see up here, I have, like, you know, lots of different shots of the front of the house, for example. And then a lot of them are almost identical. Just, for example, I did slightly different camera move or things like that. But anyways, I keep all of these in there. What I do cut out is all of the fat. So anything, let's say, any shots were, you know, they were maybe out of focus or the camera was too shaky, things like that. I cut out all of that and I just put all of the footage on the timeline so that I can now kind of basically sit back and play all of this footage. And I can now very easily kind of watch this and say, okay, I like this shot, I don't like that shot. You know, you'll notice that there's definitely a lot more footage than I know I'm going to use. Like in here, it's basically around 30 minutes of footage that I got for a spot that maybe, you know, the final video, maybe I want it to be maybe a minute long. You know, maybe I'll do another version that's maybe 3 or 4 minutes long. But anyways, this is sort of my thought process, my sort of workflow. And I kind of work with it like that. And then once I'm done, let's say with this stage and I have it all laid out, I just duplicate the timeline. I kind of move on to my next timeline and I start further kind of tweaking these scenes. So, for example, I might go in there and start, let's say, deleting some shots that I really, really just think, you know what, I have like 3 of these shots. I might not end up using them. And I kind of further start sort of narrowing it down until I end up kind of, like you see here, I have, this is my third to sort of attempt at editing this. So I have kind of like most of the footage that I kind of narrowed it down to. And it's, what is it, 6 minutes long. And then another thing I start doing here already, as I'm kind of picking now individual shots, is I'll start sometimes mixing these shots together, but to kind of create, you know, kind of a scene, a nice transition. So that I know, for example, I'll transition from here, this close up of the front of the house, to, you know, a kind of a wider shot of the house. And then, for example, here, I'm going to cut to the inside of, you know, into one of the bedrooms of the house. So again, I'm kind of slowly now starting to build my storyline. So you definitely want to have, again, a vision, a direction for your spot, so that you know that you can, you know, you can start building that story together. Now, like I said, in my spot, I mainly just want to kind of have these slow moving, kind of very still almost shots. Like some of them almost look like a picture. Like obviously where the camera's moving, it is, there's some movement, but it's very minimal. It's mostly the camera moving. But for example, I have some shots like here inside where literally nothing's moving except that little curtain there. And, I know I'm going to put like little sounds, again, something that sells the mood of being inside my house here. As I kind of progress through all this whole thing, that's kind of how I end up kind of building my story together, but also basically slowly eliminating more and more footage until I end up with something that I'm really happy with. So again, more shots here of the pool. And as you can see, I already kind of start putting those different angles together to create kind of a scene with a beginning, middle, and an end. Here, for example, some more stuff here on the beach. So you can see some shot of the waves. And then I start kind of mixing those shots with shots I got of this girl here on the beach and her kind of looking out over the water, you know, with these nice, beautiful rays of light. Which this was actually all filmed right in front of my house, and because we do get a lot of beautiful sunsets there. We're facing west. Now, one thing that I wasn't able to capture was actually surfing. But of course, for me at least, you know, whenever I go to my beach house, I always think of surfing because there is such great surfing that can be done there. And so I definitely want to be able to show something. So I end up getting these shots, as you can see, of somebody surfing, and here a little kid, you know, with a bodyboard. And these are actually shots that I got from Storyblocks. And Storyblocks, what I like is that they have not only just a really great selection of video stock footage, but they also have audio sound effects, which I'm going to be using heavily in this video that I'm editing. They even have images. They have, for example, like graphics that you can customize, animated titles, things like that, that I'm also probably going to use in this video. So, you know, for example, for the shots of the surfer, so I'm just gonna here look for surfer, and you'll notice a lot of nice shots to pick from. Now, you know, again, keep in mind what the direction is that you're kind of going for. I could have used these really nice shots here, kind of more faster kind of action, but knowing that I want my video to be very slow and just having these kind of nice sounds of the water and the wind and the nature, I definitely don't want these kind of shots. I'm kind of going for something a little bit basically slower, kind of more kind of like a still sort of or slightly moving postcard. And that's where kind of I end up picking like these kind of shots. I have this, I think, shot I downloaded, a few of these shots here. And if I actually go back here to my editing software, I have my stock footage folder here. And these are basically the kind of shots that I got. So this is all from Videoblocks. See these nice kind of slow moving shots with the water, sunset. And yeah, technically this wasn't filmed, you know, exactly there in front of my beach house. But again, it's water, it's sunset, exactly the same things that we're getting. So definitely not including these kind of shots simply because I wasn't able to capture them. You know, the last time I was at my beach house would just simply not do justice to this video and basically not tell the complete story to, again, somebody who's maybe potentially thinking about staying at my beach house. So start kind of putting these kind of shots here. And as you can see, I end up kind of, this is an actual shot that I got of the waves in front of my beach house. And then I cut to this kind of a nice wide angle, slow motion shot of a girl surfing. Then, for example, I have the shot of a kid with a bodyboard running around. And then I cut back to another shot that I got of a wave at the sunset, kind of splashing around, another shot of a wave. And then here is actually my wife's foot as she's walking by. And then at the end, I'm thinking I'm going to end again with the front shot of the house and some kind of a graphic here, you know, kind of, it's going to say the house, or my house, the name for it that I came up with is Casa Azul. So I'll probably kind of put something in there, Casa Azul, let's say Playas Ecuador. But anyways, that's kind of how I end up working with it. Now, the next thing definitely I want to do is start overlaying the sounds. And again, that's where having a subscription to a website like Storyblocks is really helpful, because now I can quickly go and start looking for, let's say, sound effects of, let's say, ocean, maybe waves, like things like that, that I know I want to put a lot of these sounds in there and start downloading it and putting it in your folder. And by the way, Storyblocks actually offers unlimited downloads, so you can just keep on downloading as many sound effects and video clips as you want, as you think you might end up using for the video. And again, like I said, the more footage, the more sound effects, the more music you have in your edit, then the more options you're going to have. So you'll be able to create something better. So like I said, Storyblocks offers unlimited downloads. Plus, all of the clips are actually royalty-free for both personal and professional use. So if you're working on a project where, again, you might need some extra shots, graphics, or sound effects, then definitely check out Storyblocks using the link in the description of this video. But anyways, let's jump back into the edit. And like I said, once you have all of your audio-video elements, I'm going to start putting them all together now. So like I said, once I have my sort of a visual edit done, and next thing I'm going to start putting in are all those sound effects, and then slowly, again, start trimming the shots, maybe shortening them just to kind of speed up this edit, because at the current basically length right now, it's running basically almost 5 minutes long, definitely too long for what I want to have. So anyways, let me just kind of fast forward and show you guys my final edit. So hopefully this video kind of gives you guys a good idea of sort of the kind of a mood that you can expect when you visit Playas Ecuador, where my beach house is located, maybe even makes you want to go for a little vacation there. Which, by the way, for those of you who are living outside of Ecuador, yes, you can right now travel to Ecuador with a negative COVID test, and you can go for a nice, affordable vacation, where there's actually a lot of things to do in Playas, not just the things obviously that I show here, but they actually have like dolphins you can go swimming with, you can do some great fishing, like I said, surfing, a lot of great restaurants, all that stuff. But anyways, kind of going back here to this footage, I wanted to show you guys that, if, like I said again, always best to have more footage than you know you're going to use in the final thing. But also, you got to be then at the end really, really selective, because you'll notice there's a lot of stuff that I didn't include. I definitely didn't include a lot of the things inside of my house. And It's not that, you know, I wasn't like, for example, the shot, I think it's nice, but it just wasn't needed. And then, for example, here's a shot of another bedroom in my house, which is, there's nothing cinematic about it, right? There's nothing, you know, it's a bedroom. I mean, you get the idea. Here's like some of the decorations in my house. Otherwise, you kind of want to sell the ambience, especially in a spot like this where you kind of just want to, again, let people know what is it that, what kind of a vacation they can expect when they're staying, for example, at this property. The kind of, you know, nice and quiet and serene kind of experience you get with just being on the beach, and especially here in Playas where it's not overcrowded, it's not Miami. So if you want that kind of a more relaxing atmosphere, then again, you'll definitely get it in Playas because it's nice and quiet. You have these long stretches of just empty beaches, and literally you might have another person, just one other person there in the distance, or otherwise sometimes there's nobody there and all you're going to hear is just nice sounds of waves or, you know, the palm trees kind of in the wind. So things like that, you definitely, again, you got to be very picky and you got to be okay with just not including or cutting out a lot of shots, even though some shots might look nice, might be a nice angle, might be something, that if, let's say, you're really, really happy with how the shots look. But at the end of the day, it just doesn't serve in selling the mood or the story that you're trying to tell. Anyways, hopefully you guys found this video educational, entertaining, and if you have any other suggestions, ideas, thoughts, definitely share them with me. I always try to respond to all the comments. And also, if you want to get in touch with me or if you want to see some of the other things that I've done, some other filmmaking tutorials and things like that, definitely go and check out my website at tomantosfilms.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter so you stay up to date with future posts like this. My name is Tom Antos, and as always, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.